This is Voices from Appalachia Radio Show, sponsored by the Center for Appalachian Studies and Communities at Shepherd University. I'm Brian Staggers, and here's your host, Bianca Eisen.
Last week, Shepherd University hosted the 26th Annual Appalachian Heritage Festival, celebrating women's voices in Appalachia. The festival featured the State Birds, a string band led by award-winning fiddler Tessa Dillon, along with musician and Shepherdstown native Olivia Ellen Lloyd, and, the focus of today's episode, the West Virginia First Lady of Soul, Doris Fields, betterwise known as Lady D. Lady D grew up singing in church with a lifelong passion for music. She wrote a one-woman play about blues vocalist Bessie Smith, who sang of the American Black experience and influenced countless female vocalists. Lady D recently completed the film Those That Came Before, a documentary-style look into the musical history and heritage of Black West Virginians. At the Appalachian Heritage Festival, she gave the audience a taste of her own musical stylings.
West Virginia, back on Cabin Creek, lived a woman, Lord, that woman could sing. She was 35, wild as a woman could be. But nobody paid her mind, said a sinner was she. One day a stranger came along, he was so fine. Heard her sing, he said, damn, she's gotta be mine. Now, baby, don't you know I'll take you away from here. I'll show you the whole wide world, don't you have no fear. But she said, no, sir, I got plans of my own. I'm gonna be a star, go alone. She said a rock stone might break my bones and the names might be true, but I've been shown that I'm going on to make it, but it ain't gonna be with you. Nobody turns their back on me, lest I say go. You gonna change your mind, you gonna need me before I leave. You gonna beg my pardon, just you wait and see. But she said, that's alright, some folk just can't see. But I've seen said a rock stone might break my bones and the names might be true, but I've been shown that I'm going on to make it, but it ain't gonna be with you. Just can't see, but I've seen the future, I've been shown that I'm going on to make it, but it ain't gonna be with you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's see, we were here, when was it, like back in April? Spring. It was in the early spring. We were here for the Friends of Shepherdstown Library. Does that sound right? You know what I'm talking about? I wrote a show called The Lady and the Empress. I got obsessed with Bessie Smith. So I wrote this show about Bessie Smith called The Lady and the Empress. It's a stage play with me. It's a one-woman show with my four-piece band. And then there's sort of a spinoff from that show called Bessie's Blues. And so that's how Andrew and I met. About 5 or 6 years ago, he started performing that show with me. And that's a smaller version of The Lady and the Empress. And then I auditioned for the West Virginia Humanities Council, their history characters, you know, that they do there. So that's an even smaller version of the show that I do for them about Bessie Smith. So all of that to say, I'm going to do a Bessie Smith tune. Now, you do know who... You know who Bessie Smith is, right? Or was. Bessie Smith was the Empress of the Blues. So I always like to make sure people get educated about this. Because all these female singers, Whitney Houston, of course, Dinah Ross, even Billie Holiday, they all came after Bessie Smith and stood on her shoulders because she was sort of the first... real classic blues singer. And I'm going to do a couple of her tunes, but this is one that I really like. There ain't nothing I can do, nor nothing I can say that folk don't criticize. But I'm gonna do just as I want to anyway, and don't care if they all despise me. If I should take a notion to jump into the ocean, take nobody's business if I do. If I should get the feeling to dance up on the ceiling, take nobody's business if I do. Rather than persecute me, I choose that you would shoot me. Take nobody's business if I do. If I go to church on Sunday and then cabaret on Monday, take nobody's business if I do. After all, the way to do is do just as you please, regardless of their talking. Oftentimes, the ones who talk, they'll get down on their knees and beg your pardon for their squawking. If I despise my lover and I leave him for another, take nobody's business if I do. If I let my best companion drive me into the canyon, take nobody's business if I do. Tain't nobody's business if I do. If I give him my last nickel and it leaves me in a pickle, tain't nobody's business if I do. Tain't nobody's business. Tain't nobody's business. Tain't nobody's business if I do. Thank you. You know, I believe technically Betsy Smith was an Appalachian too. She was from Chattanooga, Tennessee. So, you know, that kind of falls in the same category. this is a tune that I fell in love with when I heard Eva Cassidy singing. Anybody know who Eva Cassidy was? Yes, yes. So I just knew I had to learn this song. You may have heard it. Sisters, 'cause I would bind up, I would bind up, I would bind up this sorry world with heart and mind, do another tune that I love, love, love. Of course, I only do songs that I love. What's the point in singing songs you don't really like? But this is was actually a poem written by Maya Angelou called Phenomenal Woman. Women wonder where my secret lies, 'cause I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. They say it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride to my steps, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenal woman. Oh, I'm a woman, baby, that's me. Into a room just as cool as you please, and to all men, they all stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me like a hive of honeybees. Say it's in the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing of my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenal woman. Oh, I'm a woman, baby, that's me. It's in grace of my star. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. But when you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care. Thank you. This is one, I'm not trying to go over my time or anything, but this is one that's not on the list that I gave Andrew, but this is a Billie Holiday tune. And I love the way he plays it, and I love to do it, so I'm gonna do this for you. I'm sure a lot of you know this one too. It's called God Bless the Child.
God shall get, them that's not shall lose. Though the Bible says, but it still is news. Your mama may have, and your papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Yes, the strong get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Your mama may have, and your papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Money, that's when you got a whole lot of friends all hanging around your door. But when money's gone and all the spending ends, see, they don't come around. No, they won't come around anymore. Rich relations, they'll give you crust of bread and such. They tell you to help yourself, just don't you take too much. Your mama may have, and your papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Thank you. Oh, but when money's gone and all the spending ends, see, they don't come around. No, they won't come around anymore. Rich relations, they'll give you a crust of bread and such. They tell you to help yourself, just don't you take too much. Your mama may have, and your papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. God bless the child that's got his own.
Lady D performed last Saturday as part of the concert for the Appalachian Heritage Festival. You can learn more about Lady D and her music by visiting her website at musicbyladyd.com. Thank you all so much for joining me, and until next week, I'm Bianca Eisen.
Voices from Appalachia Radio Show is sponsored by the Center for Appalachian Studies and Communities at Shepherd University. With the following created to enhance and develop the cultural and economic life of West Virginia and the Appalachian region. Academic programs that include an Appalachian Studies minor, an interdisciplinary BA, BS undergraduate degree, and a graduate certificate and master's degree in Appalachian Studies at Shepherd University. Celtic Roots and Global Appalachia Study Abroad and Celtic Heritage Series. The Appalachian Heritage Writers in Residence and Writers Award, which support the West Virginia Center for the Books, One Book, One West Virginia, Common Read Selection. The West Virginia Fiction Competition. The Anthology of Appalachian Writers, an annual anthology featuring writing by the Heritage Writer, and poetry, fiction, creative nonfiction, essays, and photography created by Appalachian writers across the region and the world. Voices from the Misty Mountains, NEH, and West Virginia Humanities Council Teacher Institutes, Shepherd Speaks StoryCorps Project, and this radio show, in cooperation with Shepherd University Public Radio Station, WSHC-FM. To learn more about our degree programs or upcoming events, visit us at our website at shepherd.edu/appalachian or at our Facebook page, Appalachian Studies Program at Shepherd.